I'm Cliff Kelly, Vietnam veteran and host of America's Heroes Group, the game changer in radio, print, and digital media programming. We are a roundtable talk show where information, resources, and referrals are provided intentionally every Saturday to empower our military population on WVON 1690 AM, the iHeart Radio app from 4 to 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. Please visit our website at www.americashg.org. Good afternoon, good afternoon. This is the Talk of Chicago, 1690 WVON, America's Heroes Group Roundtable with partner Chicago Regional Veteran Benefits Administration. Beautiful day. It is, of course, Saturday, May 9th, and this is a show where we get out some great information, and we are pleased to have on our live line. Let me say this because I got a complaint on this. The WVON call-in number is 312-374-8130. Sometimes we get involved in the conversation, and somebody told me, oh, no, don't do that. Okay. So now we are talking about a very interesting situation. With us on our live line, we are pleased to have Kevin Howell, who is a Navy veteran and Chicago Regional Office Homeless Veterans and Justice Outreach Coordinator. That's a heck of a job and a lot of responsibility. How are you, Kevin?
Thank you for having us on your show, Mr. Kelly. It's an honor, and I'm doing very well today. I'm excited to be able to pass on a little bit of information and share some things related to homelessness and how they pertain to the coronavirus pandemic today.
That is so great, and thank you so much for doing the great work that you do. Adam Schwantz is with us. He is Chicago Regional Office Veteran Service Manager. How are you, sir?
Hey, good afternoon, Cliff. We're doing well, doing well. This is my my third show with you, so happy to be back, and I appreciate Kevin joining us as well. I'm going to hopefully share some information regarding, like Kevin said, impact of the coronavirus, how we're still open for business, I should say, as far as processing claims and getting benefits to veterans, and wanted to share some important information kind of regarding that.
We are certainly pleased to have you both with us. You bring such great information that is so needed for these people who have done such great jobs for the United States. So who would like to start off? The discussion, by the way, is homeless claims and operating business processing claims during this problem with the, you know, the problem that we have with
this is Adam, Cliff. Why don't you let me go first, because I think mine's going to be shorter, and then Kevin's got a ton of great information to share.
Sure.
Then we'll let him wrap it up.
Certainly.
But yeah, I want everyone to be clear. From a VBA perspective, we're very much open for business. Now our regional offices are closed, so the veterans cannot walk into our public contact unit like they normally would be able to. We've been closed for a couple months now, but my employees are all still working. Everybody's able to work from home. I have about 130 employees from the Chicago office who are able to work from home, processing claims, delivering disability compensation benefits to veterans, and we're very much full speed ahead still with that. So that's a good thing. The challenge that we're having right now is inability to get veterans to their exams. So we're not able to get a lot of those medical records because our compensation units in the VA hospitals currently are not doing exams for benefits purposes. They're only treating for healthcare purposes. So we, you know, I would encourage anyone that's filing a claim for benefits, for disability compensation benefits, if you can safely visit a private healthcare provider that you go to, that you're able to still visit, and you're able to submit those healthcare records with a new claim or with a claim that you've already submitted, that would help us deliver a decision on that benefit entitlement. Like I said, only if it's something that you can do safely out in your community to another provider that's outside of the VA network, that would be great, and that would help us make a decision on your claim. And if you cannot, we are not negatively or adversely making any decisions on pending claims because there are no exams happening. So if you have an claim for benefits pending and you are unable to report for an exam, we will not make a negative determination on your claim because of that. So there's been extensions granted for evidence that we've requested from veterans or exams that we've scheduled that aren't happening right now. And if you have a claim pending, we're just holding all those claims until, you know, such a time that we're able to make sure that we have all of the appropriate evidence to deliver an accurate determination of benefits eligibility. So if you have an exam, if there's veterans out there listening, if you have an exam pending or if you have a claim pending, and we've asked you for something or we've scheduled an exam, please follow the guidance in the letter that we've sent if you need to cancel or reschedule that exam. And again, if you don't and we see that your claim has been impacted by inability to travel or inability to obtain evidence for your claim by COVID-19, we'll hold that claim until we can complete it at a later date. Or if by chance we do decide the claim, and it was impacted and you receive a negative determination because of, you know, circumstances beyond your control, we would go back and honor whatever evidence you submit at a later date, you know, and how it impacts this claim that we have now. So I think that's probably the most important thing is what we're still, like I said, open for business. It's a little challenging right now because of the lack of exams coming in and the inability for veterans to get to their exams. Mm-hmm. We're looking at when the office does open, making sure that it's as safe as possible, mm-hmm. because we know there'll be folks coming in to visit us and file claims and go to veteran service organizations that are in the office. We're looking at, making sure that we have the gloves and the masks and the sanitizer. In Chicago, we're going to have a temperature screener for to make sure folks don't have fevers. So we're looking to protect veterans and we're looking to protect our employees when the office does open, which we don't know exactly when that will mm-hmm. be. And I can say that for us nationally, we're not exactly sure when the offices will start to reopen for walk-in traffic, but we're going to make sure that it's as safe of an environment as possible when it does open. So I'm sorry, because that was a lot of information and a lot of me talking. If there's any questions or anything yeah. else I can address, I would do that.
Yeah, there's a lot of you talking, but you're giving great information. That's what is needed. So we certainly appreciate that. So the is there any idea at this point that you can tell us when the offices will reopen?
No, unfortunately, we don't have that. Like I said, we're working on it, addressing it locally. We've been to our office in Chicago, and we've done the walkthrough to make sure, you know, how do we maintain social distancing? How do we put up some of the plexiglass dividers that, you know, people have seen out other places? And looking at reconstituting what employees come back when. And unfortunately, I can't give a date. We're kind of looking at it from a week by week, almost day by day perspective to make sure, you know, when we do it, that it's safe and when's the right time to do it. And, you know, for us, because we're in all 50 states, 56 regional offices,
mm-hmm.
as you know, every city right now is different. Every state is different. You know, we're just looking to be as ready as possible when we get the green light from our leadership to reopen, whether that's, you know, a few weeks from now, whether that's a month from now or 2 months from now, we'll be ready.
Okay. But at this point, you can't give us any information.
No, not with a definitive date. And I certainly would if I could. But
I know you would. Yeah,
it's sure. Not something that I have.
Right. Well, he's giving us some great information. And, of course, if you have a question and you want to call America's Heroes Group, the number is 312-374-8130. And let's go to Mama D. Mama D, how are you?
Oh, very good. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I wanted to know the top two groups dying from COVID-19 are the indigenous Native Americans and the indigenous Native Black American descendants of slaves. And Mayor Lightfoot signed an executive order for guaranteeing 16 benefits, which included $100 million for small businesses, $100,000 technical devices to make families computer ready for remote learning, and a $1,000 check. So my question is, she did this executive order. It was for immigrants and refugees. Now, indigenous blacks, Americans are not immigrants, only the people that came in chains and the people that were already here. We are the exception to the immigration, to the immigrant rule. Everybody else came from a country with a land and a language, and we are in a different category. So my question is, does the homeless and veterans and other people that did not meet that 19 stimulus benefit package, do they qualify under that executive order by Mayor Lightfoot? And if they do, if they don't, can that executive order be amended so that they are included? Because there's a lot of people that fell through the cracks and didn't meet those qualifications. What do you think?
Go right ahead.
That's a little outside of our scope. I think that would probably be more of a question for the mayor's office. I'm not entirely familiar with the passing of that bill, and I don't know if Kevin has anything else to add, but I unfortunately, mm-hmm. that's, I think, outside of the, yeah. not something that I can provide an immediate response on.
Kevin, can you help us at all?
I don't have anything specific to the initiative she was talking about, but I can tell you that as it relates to homeless programs in general, that amount of funding has been provided across all sectors, not only in Chicago, but throughout Illinois and the state, to be able to ensure that those funds are really allocated to allow for safe distancing, you know, social practices, that funds are going towards hotels and motels when needed for those that are testing positive or the elderly are at risk or things like that. So I can't speak specifically to her directive, but I know that in that same realm, lots and lots of resources have been provided, not only the VA, but cities and the communities that VA advocates with for housing to ensure that they're properly and safely, you know, being followed as much as we can with the guidelines during this pandemic.
It's really so many things involved here. What else could you help us with our listeners to America's Heroes Group? Either one of you.
If I may, I'd like to give some very specific resources and a message related to homelessness,
sure.
Mr. Kelly.
Sure, please.
So
this is to tell us who's talking now.
This is Kevin Howell from Chicago Regional Benefit Office.
Mm-hmm.
And so I want veterans to know that VA is absolutely 100% committed today and every day to ending homelessness among veterans. No one, veteran or otherwise, should be out on the streets and not have a safe place. And so I want them to know that VA and other homeless resources, they haven't stopped. VA is open, available to assist veterans here locally and throughout the nation. And this absolutely includes those who may have tested positive for COVID-19 and may be experiencing those symptoms. Please don't let that deter you from getting VA's help with shelter, with care. But be honest with them about your symptoms and health. Like I mentioned before, there are options available to be safely placed in isolation or quarantine, including special funding for temporary housing, for hotels, that kind of thing. The point is, you won't be turned away just because of having symptoms or having tested positive for the coronavirus. I've got a lot of veterans reaching out to me to say they've been told otherwise, and I just want to kind of clarify that. In fact, I want to emphasize something related to housing with that as well. If you've never gone to VA treatment for services before, maybe because you previously had health or other insurance, but you know, maybe you've lost your job and no longer do, or you've been told you don't think you qualify for VA care, we encourage you to visit your nearest VA medical center where they can get you registered. They can ensure you're taken care of both medically and for homeless resources. In fact, here in Chicago, for example, the Jesse Brown VA Medical Center has even recently temporarily begun providing 24-hour homeless coverage through their emergency departments for those who may not be able to call in or need urgent assistance. You know, maybe you've lost your home, not your home, but maybe you're behind on your rent and utilities and are worried about losing it. There's funding for that. Maybe you slept in a car last night or in the streets and need some place to stay. VA can place you in emergency shelter tonight. There's even longer-term transitional and permanent housing available for veterans who need that. So I want to give a few numbers if we have a moment, Mr. Kelly.
Yeah, please. Yes.
The first number I'm going to give is a very important one. It's the National Homeless Veterans Helpline, and that number is 877-424-3838. I'll say that again, 877-424-3838. And this line is available to answer your calls 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year.
Now tell us what number is that to now? That's the...
So this is VA's National Homeless Veterans Helpline. For those who need housing assistance and are homeless, they will take down your number and provide it to a local homeless program staff member in your area who will help you through your particular circumstances. Mm-hmm. So that number is very important. Here in Chicago, in the city of Chicago, veterans and non-veterans all can call 311, and they will offer you and assist you with emergency shelter placement and housing resources. And one last number, if we have time, I'd like to be able to
please.
Give, is the local one. It's the VA's Community Resource and Referral Center, known as the CRC. And that number is 312-569-5750. And this is a great local resource that provides one-stop homeless and other community resources to veterans.
All right, I want to make sure that we get those. Give us the first one again.
The national call center number is 877-424-3838. Yeah. Anyone, anywhere, anytime can call that. And locally here, you can call 312-569-5750. Or in the city of Chicago, anyone, veteran or non-veteran, can call 311, and they will help you with emergency shelter placement and housing.
Okay. That last one, again, is
312-569-5750.
Okay. All right. That's important.
Very important.
Yeah. Go
ahead. I was just going to say they network with so many different community providers so that regardless of your circumstances as a veteran, there's some organization they can likely connect you with to ensure you're not sleeping on the street.
Mm-hmm.
And especially if there's a risk, like you're in an environment where maybe you're positive or you're living with someone else who's positive or elderly, and it could be a great risk, and they need to get you out of that circumstance so you don't either spread it or directly risk someone elderly or with medical conditions. They can help you to ensure you can find placement somewhere safe.
Those are important numbers, and certainly the services that are presented to these veterans is something that is really, really important and very, very meaningful.
Absolutely. And you know what? They deserve this. These folks have stood the watch. They've took the oath.
Oh, yeah.
They've been in uniform, and we want them to know they are not forgotten.
That's right.
In fact, if I may just very briefly, put their mind at ease in case they're concerned about some of the things, I want to let them know that Chicago, VA, and other cities around the country are working closely with shelters to comply with social distancing practices and taking other safety precautions wherever possible. They're doing screenings, issuing personal protective equipment, reducing the number of individuals in each room or each location, opening up alternate shelter spots through the YMCA and other non-traditional facilities to accommodate these folks as safely as possible, even dedicating social isolation facilities for those who may have tested positive for the COVID or maybe our most vulnerable or high-risk folks, such as the elderly.
So it really is working. It's helping a whole lot of people.
Many people are, but there's still more out there. So if
this helps even
one individual to get off of the streets anywhere in our country today, we're grateful
That's
for that opportunity
success.
To be
yeah.
here today.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. I just think it's great what all of this information that you're able to put out there is certainly helping a whole lot of veterans, that's for sure, and families and others. That's what a lot of people don't recognize, right?
You're absolutely right. There are these benefits go to veterans, but also to families. They have unique situations open available for, single male or females with children, for families, even those fleeing tragic, heartfelt situations like domestic violence or other just difficult situations. The VA and the city and these communities are out there to ensure, please know you're not alone and you're not without available resources and people there to help you.
I think it's great to get the information out that they're doing because there's so much more that needs to be done. And with people such as yourself and your organization, it's going to get done, isn't it?
Absolutely. One veteran at a time, we will definitely make a difference.
I think that's great. What else do we need to know in our last couple of minutes?
Adam, did you want me to briefly maybe speak about the Veterans Benefit Banking Program?
If you can squeeze that in a couple minutes, yep.
Mm-hmm.
I'll do it very quickly. Mr. Kelly, for your listeners, VA has recently partnered with over 20 banks to launch something known as the Veterans Benefits Banking Program to provide more banking options to our veterans. And this is a newer program that basically offers free checking, direct deposit, and many other financial benefits and services to veterans, and can be particularly useful for veterans experiencing homelessness that may be struggling to find a safe way to receive their benefits or may have had challenging establishing a bank account in the past. Mm-hmm. There's over 250,000 veterans that are receiving benefits through prepaid debit cards or paper check that just don't have a bank account. And this is an excellent program that allows VA to partner with financial institutions that specialize in taking care of veterans and their families. And it represents a really good mix of small, large, state, and national banks, all committed to provide safe, reliable banking to veterans.
What's the number for that? That sounds great.
Yeah, so they can call 1-800-827-1000, 800-827-1000 to learn more about that. Or I would like to give them an online number.
Okay.
www.veteransbenefitsbanking.org. That's a mouthful, so I'll say it again. Mm-hmm. Veteransbenefitsbanking.org. Either that number or that website is a great resource to help starting them find a little bit more information about all of this.
Some great information. I want to thank you so much for giving us all of this, because it's certainly needed. And that's what America's Heroes Group is here to do, is to have people such as yourselves to come out and give us just some great information that we wouldn't get otherwise. So thank you both. Certainly appreciate it. And have a great, great weekend, everybody. Okay? Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you as well.
All right.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank both of you. That's a lot of great information. It certainly is. We certainly appreciate all of the things that they do, because it's just so important. We'll be back.